All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Keem Keeming. Now, in today's episode, we will be touching on the law of averages and C factors, okay? SEE factors. I would highly recommend you to pull out a tablet. Write this stuff down, bro. I pulled out the tablet. This ain't just me winging an episode. This is not me just coming up with something, bro. This is something that I learned in corporate retail. I pulled out the tablet, bro. When the tablet come out, that's law. That is valuable information. If I write anything down, it is very valuable, I promise you, because other than that, I'm not writing anything down, okay? Again, law of averages, SEE factors, bro. That is what we will be discussing today. Law of averages will keep your, it will keep you in a peaceful mindset, okay? You'll understand the game a little bit better, especially if you are working in sales. And C factor, it'll just help you to sell yourself, okay? We're gonna take a quick ad break, of course, and then let's get into today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today's episode is sponsored by Beezy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Beezy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, BeezyCoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakeem10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and get into it. First, welcome to everybody. Thank everybody for tuning in. Bro, how is your morning going? I know y'all hear the birds chirping. Man, the sun is out. It's a slight little breeze out here. So, bro, it's feeling good. It is really feeling good. It's looking good. My kids are behaving for once. I didn't have another simple story because he has been behaving since, you know, our last little incident. So today is going to be a good day. And I'm just really excited to get into this. It's a lot of information that I have written into this tablet back from when I worked in corporate retail, bro. And it is so much valuable information. And what I'm thinking about doing for right now is just literally going one by one, bro, lesson by lesson, how to sell yourself. And of course, I'm gonna give you guys some game. So if you, bro, look, if you are broke right now and you wanna come up, get you a sales job and listen to this podcast, I promise you're gonna cash out big time. I'm gonna have you with the biggest come up in the shortest period of time, bro, for real. Everything that is in this tablet has helped me become a better salesman. And I'm not saying a better salesman as if, you know, I want to go back into sales, such as corporate retail or solar or payment processing, merchant services. No, it'll help you sell whatever you are interested in. Do not take this podcast and just assume you have to automatically go out, get a job to apply this. This game, you can use it for any industry, any business, bro. I am a hustler. I don't even like going about entrepreneur, bro. I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you. I am a real deal hustler. So by the time I got into real deal corporate sales, bro, I had already started multiple businesses. I just didn't know how to run it. When I first got the job, bro, during the interview process, I told him, I was like, bro, I already know what I'm gonna do basically. I have multiple businesses. I got multiple businesses going, automated everything, bro. I already knew it was only a matter of time, but guess what I did not know? I didn't know how to run business. How to actually sell myself. All of my businesses are in need-based markets, okay, such as trash and junk removal, digital marketing, okay? But with digital marketing, I'm a different animal, okay? I use a little bit of artificial intelligence. You know, I have an AI-powered digital marketing agency, okay? So we do all kinds of stuff, bro. It's a lot of different things that we have to sell, but this tablet with all of this given information, bro, has helped me to be able to sell myself, sell my businesses professionally, bro, with a straight face, not to take things personal, to keep going and keep talking to people, bro. Keep putting your name out there. That is what this tablet has gotten me, bro. This tablet has helped me to come so far, and I highly recommend this, bro. If you are listening to this podcast, designate a tablet for this podcast and other valuable information. Get you one tablet and you just jot down all kind of information. Now, the reason why I say this is because This is just a fun fact, bro. It's crazy that I'm just now thinking of this, because I was really about to go somewhere else with this. Bro, if you find, I had this one tablet back in the day, bro. Somebody gave this to me as a gift. It was called a tablet. The tablet's name was like My Plan to Conquer the World, okay? I got that tablet back in like 2019. I wrote in it all the way up to like maybe 2020, 2021. Bro, it 98%. I was going to say 95%. Actually, I really think 100% of everything that I wrote down came true, bro. It was just simple. This is what I'm going to do. I have a trash and junk removal business. Bro, I wrote, I'm going to get a diesel truck and start hauling literally back in like 2019, bro. For real, I just had a startup business, bro, just out the blue. And it's like whenever I went into it, bro, I didn't even doubt it. It's like God already, I went back scrolling through the tablet and I saw where I was going to have a hauling business, bro. I'm like, that's crazy. And that was the last thing that I wrote down that I hadn't accomplished yet. And I accomplished it. Now, I'm not going to say I'm super successful because, you know, when it comes down to business, bro, you either fail or you learn it. It's really rare that a business fails. Most of the time, it's just a learning experience, but people usually give up when it's time to learn. Your business never usually fails. If your business, quote unquote, failed, think about it like this, bro. Can you open up your business right now? Do you know exactly what to do and you are just super confident and you just know that you can go back out there and make money? If that is the case, you did not fail. Failing, honestly, it don't even exist, bro. It's really a perception. People will look down on you and say that, hey, look, your business failed just because you ain't making money. Bro, just because you started their business, all it takes is a little bit of time. You figure out the blueprint, you figure out the recipe, bro, and it's a wrap. You can always hop back in, especially if you are in a need-based market, bro. If it is a need-based service, a need-based product, bro, don't listen to everybody, bro. There's no such thing as failure, bro. It is a mind thing. I don't never say I fail, bro. Anytime that I say I take an L, bro, that is a lesson. And I'm not trying to sound like these other people that be on Instagram. That is for real. Because every time that my businesses, quote unquote, fail, if you from the outside looking in, these businesses are still thriving. Like, these businesses can spark off at any given second to do their own thing. They're their own entity. They run themselves, literally. You know, that's just how it is, bro. Your business has not failed. But enough with all of that rambling. We're going to go ahead and start out with the law of averages, okay? When it comes down to the law of averages, let me just put this out here. I speak cryptic. A lot of people tell me that I speak cryptic and I speak in a lot of analogies. That is just what I do, okay? Now, in the podcast, I don't necessarily talk as cryptic. It's really rare where I'm talking cryptic whenever I'm making content. Because I've been shooting content so long, I just know what to put on camera, what not to put on camera. So it ain't no need of being cryptic. Now, if you text my phone, that's a different ballgame. If you in my business, that's a different ballgame. Yeah, I'm going to be cryptic as hell. Okay? But the analogy that I'm going to be using, bro, imagine playing basketball. That is a universal sport that a lot of people has either played or do play, what have you. Most people know the rules. Damn near everybody know what a free throw is, right? I'm going to hope so. If you don't know what a free throw is, just Google it, bro. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you don't feel like Googling it, a free throw is when you grab that ball and, you know what I'm saying, you go into the goal, you get somebody slap you hard, the ref blow their whistle, and it's a line inside of the three-point line, okay? It's going to be like a semicircle line. Inside of that semicircle line, you're going to see just a straight line and a rectangle and a little small semicircle, bro. That's a free throw line. In that general area, bro, you're going to find a free throw line, okay? Imagine going to that free throw line. Everybody know free throws are not hard. A lot of people struggle more than others. But overall, a free throw is not hard by any means. All it is really muscle memory, if we just being honest. It's just muscle memory and technique. That's all it is, a free throw. That's all it is. That's the only way you could practice for a free throw, bro. It's just taking free throws. That's the only way you can practice. That's the only way you get better. Literally sitting there shooting a free throw, okay? Free throws are very, very easy, very simplistic. But imagine somebody told you, okay, I need you to make 30 free throws straight. Make 30 straight. Can you do that? Ask yourself, can you make 30 free throws straight? Now, with me, I'm not necessarily a straight-up hooper, but like, bro, I can hoop. I can ball now. But I can't make no 30 free throws straight. I just can't. You know, my highest is probably like, you know, I done probably made like 15, anywhere from 15 to 20 straight. But can I make 30 straight and confidently say that? Hell no, I just can't. okay? Especially, let's say they give you 30 tries, okay? The overall goal, you want to make 30 free throws. Can you make 30 free throws with 30 attempts? 99.4% of the population of this world cannot make 30 free throws straight. Unless they're in the NBA, okay? But, like I said, 99.4%. Those little small percentage that could probably be in the NBA that make 30 straight. You know what I'm saying? It's like Steph. He can make that into anything. Okay, but you got, these are NBA caliber players. Okay, there are probably NBA players that can make 30. Okay, I'm not saying any high school or college player that can't do it. Okay, I'm just saying, let's just be realistic. Okay? Try to go 30 for 30 from the free throw line. Damn near impossible from an average standpoint. Okay? Now, let's say somebody said, okay, look, I need you to make 30 free throws. Okay? I need 30 free throws from you. I'm going to give you 100 tries. Can you make 30 free throws with 100 attempts? Now, this opens up the window for a lot of different people. Okay? So, like, for me, hell yeah, I can, man, bro, you give me 100 attempts to make 30, I'm probably going to give you 75, bro. Being real. I'm going to give you anywhere from 60 to 75. In that general range, bro. You got some people who will probably make, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got people who will go crazy with it. But are you more comfortable with 100 attempts to make 30? That opens up a little bit, okay? But still, it's a lot of people out there, the average person, they may not still be able to do that with 100 tries, bro. You never know. What if you're just having an off day? It's some people who just never touched the basketball before. You got people who just don't know how to shoot a free throw. You got folks who literally don't even know what a free throw line is, bro. So you have to think about people like that. You have to take into account things like that, okay? So 100 attempts to make 30. Is that possible? Yes. But not just not for everybody. It's not as suiting for everybody, okay? Some people need more, all right? So now we're going to go over to the next group. I still need you to make 30, but I'm going to give you 300 attempts. I'm going to give you 300 attempts to make 30 free throws. Now, can you do that? Damn near anybody can. Okay? Damn near anybody. I would hope. I feel like you can honestly get lucky. If you got 300 tries, I feel like you can get lucky 30 times at least. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like in 30, you'll figure out a routine to actually get it in there. You see what I'm saying? But what are the better odds? Okay? Trying to make 30 with 30 attempts? Trying to make 30 with 100 attempts, or trying to make 30 with 300 attempts? Now, these are two answers, okay? It's going to be two answers, but one is just my own answer, all right? Textbook answer, 300 for 30. The average person, you could throw them out on the court and they can make 30 free throws with 300 attempts, bro. But that is the law of averages, okay? The more opportunities that you have, the higher your chances are of being successful. So the more opportunity that you have to get to make 30 free throws, the more attempts that you have, the higher chances that you'll be able to knock out those 30 with no problem and still have some left over. You never know. You got some people who probably make it to the last one, okay? But let's just be real. That is the law of averages. The more objections, the more you could create opportunities. But that is for now. 300 for 30, that's cool and everything. But with me, I'm going to give you the game from my standpoint. Now, there's nothing wrong with that ideology of 300 attempts for 30. Okay. But you got to think about this. If you're in sales, for instance, or let's say you're just selling a product, you're selling a service. Okay. Do you think you can go 30 for 30 selling? Hell no. That shit is not going to happen. I'm going to tell you that up front. That shit is not going to happen. You will not go 30 for 30, bro. If you go and talk to 30 people, bro, it is a wrap. If you think you're going to close 30 straight, it's over with. If that's the case, everybody be in sales. And I would have been cracked off. I'd been had six figures by now, along with a lot of other people, because I'm not even the best. Okay? Now, my ideal range is the 100 attempts to 30. I'd rather talk to 100 people and close 30, bro. That's a 30% closing rate. It's 30%. I'm cool with it. When I was working in sales, I wanted to close one person per five presentations. If I get to my presentation, I need you pulling out your debit card at the end. One through five. Like, bro, my first five, bro, I used to close people one out of five. So that's automatically what? Is that what, 20%? Yeah, that's 20% right there, just off of that ideology. And I was successful with it. There were times where I closed 2 and 5. So that's 40%. So for me, I am more comfortable with going with the 100 attempts for 30 because I know I can do it. I know I can talk to, I know enough. Anytime you go in sales, it's all about your confidence and how much information do you know. If you know all of your information and you are confident, you ain't shaky, your voice ain't cracking, you can easily talk to 100 people and close 30, bro. Easily. Easily. Depending on what it is, it has to be a need. If it is a truly need-based thing. So I'm not talking about solar. I'm not talking about merchant service. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Merchant services, you can argue it. You can argue it. But solar, retail, bro, no. If I was to go out and try to find me some customers for my digital marketing agency, can I sell myself? Yes. I really feel like I can close 30 talking to 100 people with the services and the value that I do provide easily. Now, a lot of people be like, well, why ain't you going with 330? Like, you wrote it down, it's in the tablet, it's got to be true. I focus on being efficient. When you are first starting out, yes, go for the 300 for 30. You want to talk to as many people as you can, but you talking to as many people as you can to create those opportunities, you know what they do? That builds your confidence. You're gaining information. All you're doing is force feeding yourself information, force feeding yourself to grow. That's literally all you're doing. After a while, if you keep doing the 300 for 30 method, bro, you're going to burn yourself out. Just straight up. You're going to burn yourself out. That is a lot of people. That is a lot of walking. That is a lot of communication, bro. That is a lot of information to just sit down and preach over and over and over and over and over again. 300 times, bro. Come on now. Just to get 30. Come on now. I'd rather do 130. And honestly, I feel like with 100, I feel like it's a 50-50. I really feel like I could squeeze out maybe 50 on a good day. If I'm really feeling it, probably more. Okay. But that is because I am that confident. And then, I mean, honestly, the services that I provide are just no brainers. I have an AI powered digital marketing agency, bro. Literally, we do everything for you. So not only are you paying for convenience, you're paying for professional quality, convenience, and everything, bro. Like, you literally don't have to do anything with some of my services, bro. We get your account, we handle everything. You send over the files, we handle all of the editing, the music, the captions, literally everything. Everything. That's just an example. Trash and junk removal. I can go to 100 houses and book 30 loads. Straight up, everybody has trash, everybody has junk. I can hit the right neighborhood, go to 100 houses, bro, and close 30. I may not close 30 right then and there, but before that month's out, I have 30 straight up. I just know what to do. Especially if I talk to 100 people up front, I see eye to eye, I sit out in front of your house and talk to you done seen my face. Hell yeah, that's like increase the odds. Okay, but I focus on efficiency, like I said. Efficiency is how you stay in the game long term. That's how you stay fresh. Do not waste your time. I ain't gonna necessarily say waste your time in the very beginning, bro. The first couple of weeks, hell yeah, bro, go crazy with it. But after that, bro, you should have a mental formula, a mental database on how you're gonna go about things, and you should be able to easily talk to 100 people and close 30 easily. Gotta be confident. Know your stuff, bro. You should not be picking up the phone to Google anything. You should not be picking up your phone to call your boss unless it's a special emergency, bro. If it's a special case, that's a different ballgame. But you shouldn't have to do that. But the law of averages, bro, the more you talk to people, the more oppositions, bro, the more obstacles, the more objections, the more you will create opportunity. You got to go out there for it, bro. But like I said, this is how you're going to get used to the game. It's going to keep you with a peaceful mindset, because there may be days where you go out and talk to 50 people. It's maybe some days you're going to go out and talk to 100 people, bro. You ain't going to close nobody. That's the game. That's just how it is out here. You can't win it. You cannot win every single day, bro. If you could win every single day, you know how many people that'll be salesmen? Like door-to-door salesmen? Come on now. It's easy being in the stores. You know what I'm saying? It's easy being in the stores and your customers come to you. Bro, it's some sales job out here, bro. They door-to-door, business-to-business. You got to walk and knock. You got to get in front of the owner. You got to get in front of a manager, a supervisor. But guess what? The law of averages is going to keep you at peace in your mind, bro, because you're going to be like, okay, there are still other businesses out there that I can talk to. I just ain't talked to enough people yet. That's literally how simple you're going to put it in your head. I just ain't talked to enough people. That's all. Any days where I just didn't get any sales, or it was a week I went by, I didn't get a sale, bro. It is what it is, bro. It's just, I ain't came across the right people yet. I ain't came across mines. You know what I'm saying? That's just how, that's part of the game. You can't be discouraged. That's just part of it, bro. You know how many people be in sales if we could get a sale every single day outside of being retail? Retail, yes, you will damn near get a sale every single day. Damn near. Depending on your location, your market, yes, you could get a sale every single day, okay? It is possible. But for like door-to-door, bro, come on now. That shit hard. It's hard out here. But the law of averages, bro, that's going to keep you at peace. That's going to keep you going. That's going to keep you motivated in a sense. Because you're going to be like, I have not talked to enough people. Straight up. You're going to be like, man, I just haven't talked to enough people. It's that simple. We're going to come back, kill it tomorrow. Okay? Always keep that in your head, bro. The law of averages is like the first thing that they're going to teach you anytime you go into sales, because that is the game. That is the game. Who's going to talk to the most people? Who's going to create the most opportunity for themselves? It's the law of averages. Who's going to do it efficiently? When I first started, bro, I used to talk to like 200, 250 people in a day. Then I got to where I was, you know what I'm saying? I talked to that many people and not even close nobody. I came back a couple weeks later, bro. I learned the game. I'm like, okay, bet. Bro, I'm talking to like 85 people closing two. What you mean? I'm closing, you know what I'm saying? Every 5 to 10 presentations, I'm closing two, up to 2 to 3 people, bro. Efficiency. That's how efficiency. Start bare bones. Get it out the mud first. Then you go, you know what I'm saying? Then you take the bare bones and you build a system, you build a formula, and then you do your own thing. First, stick with the law of averages until you get there. Okay? Now, that's really it for the law of averages. It is a very simple lesson. It's not the hardest thing in the world, but it is one of the most efficient tools to just keep you, just to keep your motor running, bro. Just to not get you down. Anytime that you are struggling in sales, just always chalk it up to the game and be like, I haven't talked to enough people yet. Bro, there is a yes out there. Bro, if you are selling pens, there is somebody who does not have a pen. I can find a high schooler right now. I can go, you can walk in a high school right now. Guarantee it's about at least 3 folks per classroom, no pen. For real. So it's, there are yeses out there. It is that simple. There are yeses out there. You just got to find them. That's how sales go. You have to find those, especially you door-to-door, business-to-business. You have to go out. You don't go out, you ain't feeding the fam, for real. Automatic. Like, there's no chance you can feed the fam if you don't go out. At least if you go out, you got a small margin. But like, bro, you don't go out, it's over with. Retail, you can do bare minimum, sit in a retail store and, bro, get commission all day long. It could be just a busy weekend. Folks just come in there and just wear you out that day, bro. Now all your bills are paid for in that, over that weekend, bro. It just be like that. It's that easy, okay? But the law of averages, bro, stick with it. Like I said, go out there, shoot for the 300 for 30. Shoot for the 300 for 30 first, and then that's when you start trying to focus on being efficient. Learn as much game, learn as much information as possible. I didn't branch off into efficiency until I learned other things that I will be dropping on this podcast, okay? There are other structures of selling that you can learn that will, you will see how realistic 100, you'll see how easy it can be to make 30 free throws off of 100 attempts after I break down the other, like Cork Cycle, Fuji, Keeping Up with the Joneses, bro. I'm telling you, it's so many different, it's other structures out here that got me to where I'm just that efficient, bro. But I'm not only am I efficient in just, like, yes, I am efficient in sales in the store, but also outside of the store, bro. Somebody told me I could sell them water, for real. And that was before I even went into sales, now that I think about it. Bro, people have said I could sell them water. People be like, bro, like, people used to think I've been working in sales for, like, years, bro. Like, in retail stores for years. Folks, like, how do you know? Like, bro, I don't like calling people. I don't like bothering people. So I force feed myself all of this information before bed. Like, throughout the day, bro. Like, I'm studying this. I'm reading this. I'm listening to my podcast about this. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to content that I've made on TikTok about this. Just to keep myself in the game. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be. Okay? But we're going to take a quick ad break. That was the law of averages. And then after that ad break, we are going to get into SEE factors. That is how you're going to be able to sell yourself, bro. And it's going to make your life so much easier. It's going to make law. It's going to make your journey of the law of averages that easy, bro. Okay. See you in a second. Time for another ad. So this episode is also sponsored by Amos Williams. Amos Williams is my digital marketing agency startup, and we are a one-stop shop for all of your business and marketing needs. So whether you are trying to get started,
whether you're already in the game and you're trying to grow, whether you're already developed, you just need somebody to kind of keep you tied in with the social media trends and future game planning. Look, that is what I do. I got you. That is what I'm here for. I offer all of that. So all of my services, so you could see different quotes, or just if you just need my contact information, it will be down in the description below. Check out Fiverr for all of the quotes and see, you know, if there's a particular service that you may need, the price will be on there. If you don't see the price, just email me. All right. Now, SEE factors, bro. This is the easiest way to sell yourself. Now, granted, I did make an episode yesterday on how to sell yourself. This is more of a textbook formatting of how to sell yourself in the sales world. Now, like I said, bro, take all of this stuff. You learn the game and you do your own thing with it, okay? I'm giving you the entree. You season it yourself. I'm giving you the game. You take it. You use it, you utilize it, you can warp it around if you need to, you can bend a couple of pieces, you know what I'm saying? Make it your own. Make it as effective as you want it to be, okay? Like I said, I'm giving you the whole meal, the entree, the platter, everything, bro. The steak platter with potatoes and asparagus and Brussels sprout, all that, bro. With the bread sticks, dipping sauce, sweet tea, bro. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Nice silverware. I'm giving you everything, bro. All you got to do is crack open a salt and pepper packet, bro, and you do your own little, you feel me? That's all you got to do. C factors, how to sell yourself in the textbook way. I really think I got a sneeze coming on too. So if I do sneeze, please forgive me, bless me. You know what I'm saying? Ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can bless me through whatever, you know what I'm saying, device. I appreciate it. But C factors, okay? This is the textbook way of how to sell yourself. So the S, just think about what the S could stand for. If you are working in sales, what could the S stand for? I'm gonna give you a couple of seconds. Okay, so the S stands for smile. Do not try to sell yourself and you're not smiling. Not gonna work, over with. You might as well just go to the next person. Fake it till you make it if you got to. If you're having a bad day, force one up there, bro. Smile, look presenting, look welcoming. Nobody want to deal with somebody with a pissy face, straight up. I don't like working with, bro, if I'm in public, bro, if I go to a restaurant, if I go to a coffee shop, and no matter what the hell I'm doing in the day, bro, even if I need your help, not like I could use your help, no, bro, if I need your help, bro, and you not smiling, and I'm in your place of establishment, your place of work, bro, I'm not finna ask you for help. I'm finna figure it out on my own, or I'm finna find somebody else that is smiling, that looks welcoming, that looks like they having a good day, bro. And it's out of respect for the other person just because I don't want to trigger you and you just tweak out. You know what I'm saying? You never know what everybody else is going through. My grandma always said that, bro. It ain't that damn hard to be nice, bro. You don't know what other folks are going through. It is not that damn hard to be nice, straight up. So that's me being nice, bro. I'm gonna leave you alone to find somebody else that's smiling. But think about other people that think like that, or you got other people who think from a negative aspect, like, they having a bad day. Like, don't come to work if you feeling like that then. Bro, it's some people, bro, life happens, bro. But it's some people out here, bro, they gotta work their job. I hate when people say stuff like that. Don't go to work if you feeling some kind of way. Bro, it's people out here that's working because they have to, bro. We have responsibilities out here. We can't, bro, you telling me, bro, who finna let a, man, who? You think I'm not finna get out that bed pissed off and not drop some content? You think I'm finna, who? You think I'm finna let a bad day stop me from making content or clocking in for my job, bro? When I got bills, when I got a family, a girl that like to travel and order stuff on Amazon, come on now. Who finna sit in bed? Bro, it's people that have to do this, bro. You have to go to work. You have to go to work, bro. Straight up, you got to do something. So, like, it's people that be going through stuff, bro, but they have to go to work. They have responsibilities. So quit being that person to them. But anyways, bro, let's get back to a smiling. The S is for smile. Smile. Look welcoming. Look nice. Look, be pretty. If you a young lady, bro, be pretty. You a man, be handsome. Smile, bro. Bro, I used to, look, I ain't gonna cap to you. I'm worse It's people that have seen me, bro, go from a smile to a poker face instantaneously, bro. I will sit there and I will smile whenever I'm, like, you know what I'm saying, handling business, bro. And, like, I'm not saying that, like, I wipe my smile off because I'm not happy anymore, bro. That's, it's muscle memory, bro. That's discipline. I know what I have to do. That's my body. That is what discipline do. Discipline creates muscle memory. So anytime I'm going to talk to somebody, bro, I'm smiling, not even knowing that I'm smiling. When I'm done with it, bro, like, yeah, I could have been closed the deal, but I ain't smiling, bro. It's back to the job. Today ain't done. What you mean? You see what I'm saying? But you want to smile, bro. Smiling will welcome people over there. Bro, people going to tell you that you looking pretty today. You look so handsome today, bro. When you smile, bro, you get those confidence. It's going to boost your ego. It's going to boost your confidence, bro. You're going to have an overall better experience if you are smiling. It's going to even be times where you smile and people will be mean to you. They're going to come back and apologize just because you still smiling. For real. The power of a smile. You can make some money off of smiling, bro. It's people that'll do you wrong. They'll talk crazy to you. They'll be mean to you. And you still smiling. Hit them with the have a nice day. Bro, they'll swing. They'll spin back. They'll spin back. Be like, you know, I'm sorry for being. Or what were you talking about? You know what? Now that you said that, I have been thinking about it while I was walking around the store. And let's look into it. The power of a smile, bro, is dangerous. You smile, moneymaker, boy. Smile a moneymaker. Especially you got a clean shaven face or you look nice and well groomed, boy. Smile dangerous. Well, you'll make money all day. Okay. The E, okay? What will the first E be? If you're thinking about sales, you're thinking about yourself being in front of a customer, what would the E be for? Think about it. Just think about it. It ain't that hard. It may go over your head a little bit. That's how easy it is. Eye contact. Bro, always make eye contact, bro. Practice holding eye contact when you're talking to everyday people, okay? Eye contact is a big thing for me. That's how I was raised. Anytime that you are talking, like, as a man, that's what they would. That's just what they tell you, bro. As a man, when you're talking to another man, you look them in their eyes, okay? That's just how I was raised. So eye contact has never been a problem for me like that, okay? Eye contact, not only does it show confidence, though, it shows you a lot of confidence because it's a lot of people who are afraid of eye contact. You'll be shocked in the sales world how many people are afraid of eye contact, bro. You'll sit up there, look somebody in the eyes, and they'll get the wander not. Like, you make them nervous, bro, because you locked in. You know what I'm saying? Eye contact, that shows something. That shows that you are very confident, that you are not wavering. You know what the hell you're talking about. You know what the hell you're doing. And it also builds trust. You're not looking doubtful. You ain't, your eyes ain't fidgeting back and forth. You ain't looking at, you know what I'm saying? You ain't looking at off stuff on the wall. You are focused on that person. You are giving them the information that they need. You are working with that person. So your eyes are locked in on that person, bro. That builds so much trust. Eye contact will take you a long way. People will take you more serious. People will deem you more professional by being able to hold eye contact. And eye contact, not only is this something for the sales world, bro, if you're going out networking with people, bro, you busting at folks' offices, you know, you're going to events and you know where it's big deal people there, bro. If you get in front of them and introduce yourself, you shake their hand with a firm handshake and you lock in, get them eye contact the whole time, bro, that might just be your best friend or your mentor. Successful people peep stuff like that, bro. It be the small stuff that you do that can take you a long ways. Discipline is super small. You know how you develop discipline, bro? Literally, this is how you develop discipline. Just by doing stuff. That's how easy it is to acquire discipline. Just do it. And do it consistently. That's it. That's all you gotta do. You get that discipline, bro. You go out there in the real world and you really want to network and make ways for yourself, bro. Man, go in a networking event. Be disciplined enough to have eye contact, smile. Look presentable. Put on you a nice little outfit. Shake you a hand, bro. Stand up when you shake people's hand. Don't be sitting down in a chair. You know what I'm saying? It's small stuff like that successful people, high-value people, bro, they look at stuff like that, bro. I'll never shake anybody's hand, male or female, bro. I will never shake anybody's hand sitting down, bro. I'm going to get up. I don't care what I got in my lap. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to get up. Small stuff like that, bro. Eye contact, handshake, standing up when you shake hands, bro. Come on now. Unstoppable, bro. I'm finna have y'all being juggernauts out here, bro. Like I said, bro, somebody said back before I got into sales that I could sell water, man. Folks said that back in the day, back in the gap, I could sell water. I got a textbook of the info of the game right here, bro. I will make you a juggernaut. Okay, eye contact. It ain't that hard. Eye contact, simple, bro. That's all you got to do, bro. Just make eye contact and keep it. Hold it. Quit being scared. It's going to take time. If you ain't used to eye contact, you kind of timid, bro. It take time. But that's why you go back to the law of averages, bro. You practice all of this. You practice your C factors with the law of averages. Guess what? After a while, you tie them together. You unstoppable. Now, we got the last E, okay? C factors, S-E-E, we discuss S, which is smile. We discuss E, the first E, which is eye contact. What is, what's the second E? Now, the second E, bro, it's probably going to go over y'all head, bro. Y'all probably ain't going to get this now. It's going to be rare, maybe a handful of people to get this right. Handful, okay? What is the second E for, bro? The second E stands for enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Now look. This can be played both ways, okay? I'm going to tell you the textbook way, and then I'm going to tell you my way. That is how I give out the game. I give you guys the game that I use and how I use it, but I tell you how I got to that point. This ain't just no out the blue. This is what I'm going to start doing, okay? So, enthusiasm, bro. Anytime that you are in sales, you want to act like you are excited about what you have to sell. You want to be excited as hell. You want to act like this is the greatest product that has ever existed. It's the most valuable product in the world. This will solve the everyday person's problem, or whoever you're pitching to, it will solve all of their problems, bro. You want to be like, this is the holy grail. This right here is going to retire me at 30. That's how you want to act about it, okay? But it also creates a curiosity. Why the hell is this person so excited about selling a cell phone? Why is this person so excited to get in a water sample? Why is this person so excited to put solar panels on my house? Why is this person so excited to help me save money on my transaction fees on the credit card machine? Like, why are they so excited? It's got to be a method to their madness. Let me ask them a couple questions. Boom, there you go. You know all of the information. You apply all of the C factors, bro. Come on now. And then you apply the other stuff that I'm going to teach you later down the line, bro. You apply all that stuff, bro. That's a sale right there. You get somebody to, if you see somebody curious, bro, if somebody curious, they open. That all you got to do is just, you got to be smooth with it. Talk right. Use that mouthpiece. Be smooth. Don't twitch. Don't get too excited. None of that. Okay. But you want to act like you got the best product in the world, bro. Creates curiosity, bro. And then it shows that you care about your job, bro. Folks that don't care, they don't believe in the product. They be walking around slouching. They don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? They dress any kind of way, bro. They don't give a damn. That's just how it is. Now, how do I use my enthusiasm? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all, bro. I'm one of the most laid-back people. Now, when it's business time, like, yeah, I'll be a little bit more peppy, but I have my own style. I have my own swag with how I run my own. You feel me? I just have a certain style and swag, bro. Can't nobody. That's how come that I really had, like, I just knew for a fact that if I was to go into sales, I was going to have to go in solo, or I was going to have to go in like door to door, where I don't have anybody telling me like, hey, do this. You need to do this. You need to do that. Because at the end of the day, I'm like, bro, ain't nobody in this office finna outwork me. Let's just put this out here. Ain't nobody finna put as much into their craft, their work, their profession, themselves. Ain't nobody going to do more than that than me up in here. Okay. But on top of that, you know, my personality was actually getting me condemned to a certain extent until I realized, like, damn, bro, this worked. For real. Whenever I was taught C factors the first time, bro, I got condemned saying, hey, you a little bit too laid back. You need to be more enthusiastic about what you're selling. Okay, then I went back out the nick. Bro, when I was in retail sales, bro, out the gate, I outsold, I think, damn near everybody, bro. I was profitable. After, let me see, my first week, I wasn't profitable. I think I broke even. Second week, I had an off week. You know what I'm saying? You get the rookie, you know what I'm saying? You get the beginner's luck. Bro, third week, I was profitable all on down, bro. I was profitable for like a month, month and a half, probably 2 months straight. For real. Just being laid back, being myself. So, with enthusiasm, bro, be enthusiastic your way. With me, I'm enthusiastic and I'm passionate whenever I'm giving out information. Anytime I'm teaching somebody something, I'm teaching somebody something that they don't know or something that they need to know. I'm more enthusiastic about that aspect of a thing. You know, I don't give a damn about these solar panels. I want to talk to you about the information, the benefits of a solar panel. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. Be enthusiastic about the information. If you're a laid back person, it'll, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're naturally a laid back, chill ass person, bro, and you try to be too enthusiastic about the product that you're selling, they're going to notice your cap. They're going to know that it's not you, bro. Laid back people, we can't cap enthusiasm. We have to find something within what we are working with to be enthusiastic about. That's just how it is. That's just my personal perspective. That's my personal perspective. Now, if you disagree or something, feel free to DM me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? My Instagram is down in the description below. Check me out on TikTok at Professional Hustler ACAD. Okay. Feel free to just hit me up on there, bro. And just, but like for me, I'm a laid back person. I have to find something to be enthusiastic about. Information based. I like to learn. So that's what gets me excited. I like to learn and I like to teach, which is probably why the dude told me to just go into education, but in my own way. And look at what I'm doing now. But, you know, I love to give information. I love to learn about information. So be enthusiastic about your, whatever you want. Okay. And with me being so enthusiastic my way, I don't necessarily create curiosity. What I do is I get people ready to get what the hell I'm selling. They ready. It's like, bet, bro, sign me up. All of my sales in retail, I maybe only had to rework it and rehash maybe like 2 or 3 people. My first month, bro, I had like 60 lines with AT&T. My first month. And I wasn't in an AT&T store, bro. I was in Sam's. I sold 60 lines in Sam's in a month, bro. A lot of people be like, bro, Sam's have be a lot. Bro, you'd be shocked at how many people come up in Sam's. They don't want no damn cell phone. They is not trying to be dealing with no cell phone. You feel me? We're like, bro, I did 60 lines there, bro. So, like, this stuff, one, it works. But you have to be able to stick with it, play things how you want to be able to play it. But a lot of the people that I work with, bro, I ain't never have to rehash them. After I pitch, they may have one question, if that. Most of the time, it don't need be no questions. It'll be like how do I go about like getting started? Be like, bro, look, I just need your ID to see if you qualify. I got to see if you qualify first before we even go step forward with anything. So I'm going to need your ID and sales membership. Boom. I know y'all hear these sticks back here. We got Simba on one again. Got him a good old tree branch. But not that many people really went back and forth with me. Like, it is what it is, bro. When you are enthusiastic about the information, bro, it's like you say it so smooth and you say it so perfect that they just want it. It's like, sign me up. You don't have to worry about the curiosity phase. Honestly, I probably break the curiosity barrier probably whenever I first get to them. Like, hey, how you doing today? Boom. Like, hey, who's your current cell phone carrier? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I check and see how people doing today. But, like, I get straight to the money, bro. Like, how you doing today? You doing good? Perfect. Oh, thank you for asking. All right, who's your current cell phone carrier? Boom. Okay, Verizon. Well, look, I can save you some money right now. Come check this out. Straight up. Even if they be on something, you know what I'm saying? I've had some people, they'll be like, well, you know, like blah, blah, blah this, blah, blah, blah that. And I'll be like, bro, how much your current bill in? Oh, I don't have time today, wooda, 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 or like, nah, it ain't that big of a deal. Okay, how much your current phone bill? Bro, it'd be people out here that saying like, yeah, my phone bill's $550. I'm like, yeah, bro, I can save you $120. I can save you like $100 right now because all of your phones, you're paying an extra $20 just for 5G service. And they're like, huh? So I could use that to spark curiosity. I get enthusiastic about the, but I was enthusiastic with the information. And then now that they're like, huh, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, Verizon charges $20 per phone just for 5G coverage. And then it's like, hey, look, are you a military veteran, teacher, nurse, first responder, anything like that? Yeah. So boom. So you get 20% on top of that. So I'm saving you probably like $200-$300 on your phone bill. Let me just get your ID to see if you qualify first because I don't want to get you too excited. Boom. Close them. I damn near just sold somebody listening to this podcast phone. It's that easy, bro. You want to be enthusiastic about the information that you have. Keep stuff in your back pocket. That's what I'm enthusiastic about. I don't give a damn about everything else too quick. Straight up. The information is where the money's at. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you're selling, how can it benefit that person? How are you benefiting them? Guess what that takes? Information. Okay? But that is how you can sell yourself with SEE factors, the C factors. Simple, quick, easy lesson, bro. Okay, so we're gonna go back over everything. So S, the S is for smile. Look welcoming. Look presentable. Look happy to be there. Look happy that God bless you with another day. Or whoever that you believe in bless you with another day. Or if you don't believe in anybody, just pat yourself on the back for getting up. Getting out the bed. Going to work. Okay? The E, eye contact. Maintain eye contact. Eye contact will take you a long ways whether you are in sales or not. Every day in regular everyday life, bro. Eye contact, I promise you, it makes life easier. Okay? It's honestly a hack to a certain extent. Okay. And then the second E is for enthusiasm. Okay. You want to be excited. If you just a lively person, you know what I'm saying? You kind of upbeat on the daily, naturally. Okay. You want to be excited. Just use that energy to seem excited about, you want to be excited about what you're offering, whether it's a service or a product. You want to be excited, bro. If you are a chill person, be find something to be enthusiastic about, whether it's the information. You know what I'm saying? Spark a conversation with that person about something random if that can get you enthusiastic enough. You know what I'm saying? Be enthusiastic when you are out here trying to sell, because it can create that curiosity that'll get somebody intrigued and they're like, huh, let me, they ask you a question. You know the information, bro. You smile. You maintain eye contact and you show that you dead ass serious. You know what the hell you're talking about. You just made you some money. Congrats. Okay, like I said, bro, if you are new to this podcast, this the law tablet that came out. So this is just a lot of it's a lot of various information and sale techniques that are in this tablet. I will be continuing dropping more episodes later down the line, but these are the two basic ones that can get you started and get you out the gate very hot. Okay, you can start to come up really, really quick. Okay, sales jobs, yes, they can be fully commissioned. You can get some with low hourly, mainly commission. You know what I'm saying? Mostly commission. Once your commissions are higher than a paycheck from working hours, you feel me? Like, bro, you can get out the gate. So you can get off real quick. For real. You can get off real, real quick. Okay, but you got to think about it. Like I said yesterday, bro, you have to sell today for another time. Okay, so go out there. This right here will get you out of the gate to start you building that pipeline immediately. First day, you can start building the pipeline. This is information that you could take if you, let's say you have no experience in the sales field during your interview, bro. Boom, here you go. Drop it. Let them know that you know something, okay? But those are the two basics, all right? The two basics to get you in the door, to get you rolling, and you can really build up a lot of momentum, okay? So look. That's it for today's segment. Well, that's the end of this segment right here. Of course, we're going to go drop you another ad break real, real quick. And then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to rehash. We're going to go over, give you a big old summary. I'm going to give you a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to talk for a little hot second. And then we're going to outro it out, and then I'll holler at y'all, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Busy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Busy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, busycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Keem Keeming. So, like I said, we're going to rehash about everything, okay? So, we did discuss the law of averages, and we discussed C factors. The law of averages, basically, bro, the more people that you talk to, the higher your chances are of being successful, okay? Simple, that simple. C factors, bro, that's the blueprint to selling yourself. Easy. That is the textbook way of selling yourself. Let me rephrase that, okay? That is the C factors are the textbook way of selling yourself a product or service. Okay, simple. It is that simple. These two combined will give you, bro, you will hop out the gate on fire. I promise. If you take these two things and you apply it, you go talk to as many people as possible, you incorporate C factors, your first couple of weeks, bro, you can really come up big time. Go crazy. These are very, very valuable. Even though these are the first two lessons, they are damn near the most beneficial, the most helpful, the most beginner friendly. Okay, this will build you hope. This will build your confidence. These tactics will really get you started. This will honestly just show you if you just feel like dealing with sales, bro. It'll showcase your mindset. It'll showcase you as a person, your personality, bro, traits. Are you disciplined? Are you motivated enough? Okay. These two things, I'm telling you, bro, just look into it. All right. I hope that y'all had a notepad for future episodes, bro. Get you a notepad. I cannot emphasize that enough, bro. It is, oh my God, bro. There are tablets that I will have in safes because that is how valuable the information is to me. This tablet honestly gave me my cheat code, because it gave me enough information to where I could get out of sales and do my own thing. I can sell myself. I can incorporate this into my businesses, my business ideas, my business ventures, and sell them professionally. It's not me winging a service. It is not nobody else does this, so I can do it. No, I can have competition. I can out-talk the competition. I can back up with information. So I'm overall just a juggernaut. Not only do I have businesses in need-based industries, but also I know how to sell them from a professional and a more vernacular standpoint. I'm young. I know the vernacular. You know what I'm saying? I got my own swag. I got my own way I do things. You know what I'm saying? I appear a certain way. I present myself a certain kind of way. I run things just different, bro. I'm just different. That's just, everybody's different. Everybody does everything different, okay? And I was able to take the law of averages, and I was able to take the C factors and incorporate them into my personality, my style, okay? After I got good at it, and I'm like, okay, this works. This doesn't work. Scratch this off. You could build you a formula over time that works best for you, that you see as the most beneficial. Whatever helps you out the most. That is what all of this is about. That is why I'm putting out all of this game, to help you guys to become your own juggernaut. You know, a lot of people go out here, bro. I promise to God, there are people who will take this tablet and they could easily charge probably $75 for a course, bro. $100, $150 for a course. I could charge people for this, but I'm getting it, bro. It ain't no point. I don't care about it. It ain't that serious to me. It ain't that serious of having to market a whole course, bro. I'd rather just drop it in the podcast for free. It'll help me feel better that somebody was dead broke and they like, damn, bro, like I really need a come up. They came across this podcast, like God just brought them across this podcast. They learn law of averages, C factors. They go get them a fully commissioned sales job or a mostly commissioned sales job, and they come up. Bro, in sales, bro, I applied these, bro. I made $2,000 in 2 weeks, bro. I popped them for $1,200 first go around, bro, for 1 week, and then came back next week, popped them for another $8,000. What you mean? Bro, this will get you out the gate. This will get you out the trenches, bro. This will get you out that rut. This will get you that investment money for that business. You feel me? Like we ain't out here working jobs to stay there. You feel me? You get in, get what you need, and get out. That's what I did at this job, bro. Not to even sound like that type of person, but like I got in to learn the game. I ain't learned it to make money. I know how to make that. If I don't know how to do nothing else, I can figure out a way to make a dollar. You talking to somebody that used to breed aquatic plants out of a fish tank, bro, and sell them on Etsy. I know how to make a damn dollar. But whenever I got this job, bro, I wanted to get the game. What's the recipe? How are people getting successful in sales? What are they doing? Most of the people, really, what they'll tell you, a lot of the most successful people, they're going in to educate. They're taking the knowledge that they know and they just regurgitating it and putting it, you know what I'm saying, putting it in courses and stuff like that. But the people that get, but I can also take all of this stuff in this tablet and go in the actual sales field and make some money. You versatile. You become your own juggernaut. You can go get you a little 1099 contract and sale, and just that'll be your side hustle while you run your main business. You ain't got no boss. That's just extra money, extra opportunity, bro. Come on now. Let's be real. We ain't working no job to stay there. The fuck? It's 2023. Too much money out here in the world, bro. Go get you a 1099, bro. Take all of this. I'm telling you, bro, this is the game, bro. Take everything I'm telling you in this podcast. Get you a 1099. Get you a lucrative 1099. Go sell solar. Go get into merchant services such as payment processing and like transaction, trying to save, help people save on their credit card transaction fees, bro. You get into those too, and you take everything that I'm telling you, bro, you can easily close out six figures, bro. The average solo commission, $5,000. So you take this right here, bro, just go crazy in your hood. The money's there. Come on now. You can buy the game, but the hustle sold separate. You feel me? The hustle is always so separate. You'll never catch a bundle pack. It'll never be a two-pack. Come on now. Take what you need and get on down, bro. It's a lot of jobs where I learned, like, granted, I loved working. I love to work. I'm just going to keep that a buck. I'm not one of those people. I'm just going to work a job just to work it. If I don't want to be there, I ain't going to be there. I don't care. I'll come up with another way to make a check. But you want to get in on these jobs, bro. Pay attention. Pay attention to detail, bro. Quit hanging around these knuckleheads that be smoking weed on the clock. You know what I'm saying? Sit in that car on the clock. Bro, go around the boss. Go find the boss. Hang around them. Hang around the people that's up there. For real. They're going to tell you all of the game. They're going to show you everything without saying anything, bro. They're going to show you how you're supposed to present yourself and how you're supposed to go about stuff. How you're supposed to treat people. How you're supposed to present yourself. Pay attention to the people that really, really matter, bro. If you want to be successful, look up to successful people, not your big homie. Don't even get me started on that. But thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Like I said, bro, it's going to be a whole bunch of content that I will be dropping. I'm trying to make people out there juggernaut. Hustling juggernauts, bro. That is what I'm trying to make. You should be unstoppable. In 2023, you should always be able to make a play. And then over time, bro, I'm going to give y'all the game. You ain't no real playmaker if you got to leave the house to make a play. You should be able to make a play from the crib. But we're going to talk about that another time, bro. I'm going to tell y'all how to get out here from a digital aspect, bro. You should be able to make a play by picking up your phone or answering a text message or responding to an email, checking a notification. You should be able to make a play that way. You feel me? That's why I said get you a 1099 where you don't have to clock in. You do this on your own time. You make digital plays throughout the day. While you're making your digital plays throughout the day, bro, you got free time. You run your own business. You do whatever the hell you want to. You just slang a 1099 on the side. Slang solo on the side. You feel me? Slang solo on the side. Anytime you just got a chance, you bored, boom, just go slang solo. Go slang merchant services, bro. It's that easy. The game is easy, bro. And you just got to wait all of this out. None of this happened overnight. You got to take the information, build you a formula, bro. Wait for your formula to work. This ain't like the computer, bro. Formulas don't work in real life like a computer do. In the computer, you can put in a formula and it work right then and there, and you can drag and drop it, all of that, bro. You can copy and paste it, all of that. In real life, bro, you got to wait for that formula to start kicking in. When that formula kick in, then you can duplicate it and drag and drop it, okay? It's that simple, bro. The game easy. Hustle just soul separate. But that's it for today's episode, bro. Let's get up out of here. I'll see y'all in the next one. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new. And, you know, laughed every now and then. You know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.